The conversation started. We spoke to a guy called Johan de Villiers in the Netherlands, and he calls for overseas places to boycott shows and stuff with Steve Hofmeyr, because he believes, in his words, that Steve perpetuates and further tarnishes the reputation of Afrikaners, oorsee, specifiek oorsee. Baie mense het vir hom gesê, "Ja, luister, maar as jy so belangstel in ons doene en late en sake, hoekom is jy nie in Suid-Afrika nie?" Maar nou ja, hy sit in Nederland en het met ons gepraat vanoggend en is lekker om jou menings te hoor. Keep them coming. Also on Twitter, hashtag JackaBreakfast. Wat sê jy?
Martin, to me, you are flirting with an incredibly sensitive subject. It's not the first time, and I'm sure it won't be the last, but please do not stop. This is a conversation that needs to be had. We don't understand each other, and we don't accept and appreciate where the other party is coming from. It's always about me, 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 and not about us as a collective. So please, do continue with this subject.
We promise to keep it real on the show.
Goeiemôre, Steve Hofmeyr staan op vir 'n nasie en hy het 'n uitspraak oor dit wat hom pla in Suid-Afrika. Net soos wat Julius Malema 'n uitspraak het en 'n mening het oor hoe hy voel. Hy kan op verhoog staan en skree vermoor die boere, maar niemand veroordeel hom nie. Is dit regverdig dat iemand soos Steve Hofmeyr oor 'n kam geskeer word, maar nooit Julius Malema nie? Ek vra maar net.
Actually, she's wrong. Julius got into a lot of trouble, yeah. And he still has to go back to court for that. Yeah. Nobody's getting away with hate speech in this country.
I think the biggest difference when it comes to hate speech, though, and I will say this, is that a lot of platforms in South Africa, when it comes to news platforms, will give certain people a platform, yes, and other people not. Mm. You don't hear Steve Hofmeyr quotes in the news anymore necessarily, unless it's on Twitter. Mm. But Andile Ntlithama and sometimes Julius Malema, you will hear their quote on air in the news, which often incites
but
people.
But that's where they live, and again, there's retribution.
That's a whole different conversation.
There's repercussions.
Should stop giving those people platforms at all. One more quickly before we move on, because I know you want the money.
Okay, Johan, kom ons kry dit gou reg, né? Jy's 'n verraaier, jy sit daar in Amsterdam. Steve praat vir my, hy kyk na my belange hierso, hier in Suid-Afrika, né? Hou op krap waar dit nie juk nie. Daar is baie belangriker issues as wat jy gaan in Suid-Afrika boikot, okay? So, kleinsondes word op aarde gestraf. So, kom vir 'n braai asseblief, en as ek jou per ongeluk brand vir die tang, moenie huil nie. Jy praat nie vir my nie. Jy praat nie vir ons nie.
Well, if that's who he represents, it all makes sense. Listen, it's Steve Biko Day. I am going to say this because I think it's relevant. I want to quote Steve Bantu Biko, because he says there's nothing to be ashamed of in language or culture. In fact, you should be proud of these things. He said this in his book, I Write What I Like. We are all for pride.
Daar's niks verkeerd om trots te wees nie. Daar's niks verkeerd om mense te verdedig nie. Maar dit hoef nie te gebeur. It doesn't have to happen at the expense of other people. People aren't going anywhere. It's not 1652 anymore, I don't think. I'm getting the call that we are going to pick this up on social media. Because we can talk about this for days, and we should, eh?
We can, but you know, okay, you know, can I speak honestly, not as a Jacaranda DJ, not as someone who then has to worry about what the BCCSA will have to say. When conversations like these happen, I start to swallow as a black person, because I feel like we, you know, the strong voice of, we need protection, starts to upset me, because I go, remember, for years, years and years, you are speaking to a people who've been taught they are less than human, that a specific group of people. So when you have these fights among yourselves, try and keep them among yourselves. Don't then start to go, yeah, let's bring in the other group. It's a fight that is happening between one group of people regarding a person. Don't involve us. Because when you do, then we're going to go into our struggle. Then you're going to start telling us about it was so long ago. Then it's going to get personal. Because we are talking about an oppression of the mind. Okay, I'll give you a simple example that was given to me by an old man who said, when you tie a goat to a short rope around a pole, it walks around in that diameter. You untie that rope, it continues to walk in that space even though it can leave. So please, try and concentrate your thoughts on the topic at hand, and don't start to bring the other group in, because now you're starting to bring in a whole other struggle that is bubbling by itself. That's all I'm saying. And I'm speaking as me. I'm not representing anybody right now, because I take it very personally, and it does start to hurt me, because guess what? I actually do have feelings, and I have children who must grow up in this country, and I live in a very mixed background. Okay, that has everybody from every walk of life. And I hate if I have to explain, apologize, and excuse my pro-blackness, my pan-Africanness, and my pride in the fact that I did come through a struggle. I came through struggle parents, and there are certain race issues that I still feel are not tackled enough. And then when things like this come up, I go, this is about representation. This is about people over there, people over here. This is about Afrikaners saying, who represents us, who speaks for us, should this guy be banned? Please try not to bring us into this yet. And by us, I am talking about my people of the soil. Thank you, Baria.
Breakfast with Martin Bester Tumeraki on Facebook. Continue.